We have not even 2 years to go before the Millennium Development Goals are due to expire at the end of 2015. So I think it was an opportune and a right moment to examine all the goals, not only the two goals that are specifically devoted to gender equality, namely goal number 3 and goal number 5, and to carefully examine where are we in terms of women's rights and gender equality when it comes to the Millennium Development Goals. What remains to be done? What can be done before the by government commitments before the goals expire?
And what assessments have been made so far? Where are we and what do we think can be done?
While there has been progress, a lot remains to be done in terms of achieving gender equality. And partly, or to a large extent, this is also due to the nature of the goals. The goals address, and the indicators address, very limited parts of the whole women's gender equality agenda. And it does not address what we could call the more structural reasons for gender inequality. And while it is...
What does this mean?
It means, for example, that violence against women is not addressed in the Millennium Development Goals. Also, the fundamental need for women's access to land, to economic means, the fundamental need for more women in leadership positions at all levels in society, those were not fully addressed in the Millennium Development Goals. However, progress has been made. More girls than ever are attending primary education, and there is almost parity between boys and girls in primary education. At the same time, we know that it's only when girls get access to secondary education that we can really start seeing results. It means so much more for their futures to be able to also complete secondary education and beyond. Similarly, we see that maternal mortality has gone down. Still, so many women lack access to fundamental reproductive health care and reproductive rights. And in addition to that, as I mentioned, there are dimensions that are not really addressed in the Millennium Development Goals as they stand today, as they are at all.
So realistically, what is UN Women hoping will be achieved through this 58th session?
We do hope that the member states will have reached agreed conclusions and that those agreed conclusions will be forward-looking, that we do hope that member states, each and every one of them, will make commitments to do as much as possible to reach as far as possible before the expiration date of the Millennium Development Goals. And we hope that this session of the Commission will be forward-looking, looking at what do we want after 2015, what do we want the women's rights and the gender equality agenda globally to look like after 2015.